I can't promise you where this will go, he said abruptly. Six bodies are six bodies. We have an obligation to ask every question, to pursue every lead. Already this case has a life of its own.
I know.
Maybe for the near term you should keep a low profile. I had to smile, but it came out lopsided. Bobby, I live under an assumed name. I have no friends, never speak to my neighbors, and belong to no social organizations. The closest thing I've got to a long-term relationship is the UPS man. Frankly, if I fall much lower on the social ladder, I'll be an amoeba. I don't like your working at night, Bobby continued, as if I hadn't spoken. His eyes narrowed. He looked from me to Bella, then back to me. Or running after dark. I shook my head. The worst of the shock was wearing off, my defenses shoring up. I'm a grown woman, Bobby. I'm not hiding anymore. Annabelle. I understand you gotta do your job, Bobby. You might as well understand that I'm going to do mine. Clearly, he was not happy. But to give him credit, he stopped arguing. Bella seemed to sense the lowering tension. She wandered over to Bobby and shamelessly pressed her nose into the palm of his hand. I gotta go, Bobby said, but he still wasn't moving. Task force meeting about the note. He refused to take the bait, so I finally followed his lead and let it go. I need to get ready for work as well, I said, hoping my voice didn't sound as tired as I felt. Annabelle.
Bobby.
I can't. You and me. There are ethics involved. I can't. I'm not asking you to. He suddenly scowled. I know, and it's pissing me off. I smiled, and this time it was softer, honest, a genuine step forward for me. I crossed to him, placed my hand on his cheek, felt the rasp of his 5 o'clock shadow, the strong line of his jaw. We stood just inches apart so that I could sense the heat of his body, but nothing more. He felt like promise, and for one moment I let myself believe that such things were possible, that I did have a future, that the woman Annabelle Granger had grown up to be had a chance at happiness in her life. Do you like barbecues? I whispered. I could feel his lips curve against the palm of my hand. Been known to flip a few burgers in my day. Ever dream of white picket fences? 2.2 kids? Perhaps an incredibly hyper white dog? My dreams generally include a finished basement, pool table, and plasma screen TV. Fair enough. I pulled my hand away, sighing over the loss of contact, the cool reality that settled in the space between us. You never know, I said lightly. You never know, he acknowledged. He exited down the stairs. Bella took it the hardest, whimpering pathetically as I locked the door behind him. My phone rang. I picked it up, and a male voice whispered, Annabelle.